Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. As across the way, I called him yesterday because I had no guest for today. I feel terrible telling you that. It seems like I tell you that every time that you're here.
Yeah, always the fallback. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, no, you're not the fallback. I wanted you here for a reason, and we always do this show, and I inadvertently scheduled people all the way around it. So I've got we always do a preview show of the postseason, right?
Yeah.
Every year.
It's when we come on here and sound incredibly intelligent.
Sound really smart, and then if you look back at
them. And never miss a pick. I think we've done this 3 or 4 years now. I don't think we've ever missed a pick.
I think you're right. Yeah, okay.
Hey, we're in the world of our turn of the facts. Never missed.
Never missed a pick. That's exactly right. Even though we disagree, we never miss a pick.
Right. Civil discourse.
That's exactly right. So, this year I've got guests coming up for probably all the way through next Friday, and I just thought, oh my goodness, we got to get Wheeze out here to do the preview show. So that's what today is. Welcome back.
Well,
I appreciate
good to be
you coming
appreciated.
Out. I do appreciate you coming out. And I love the shirt. Is that some dude like moving waffles with his mind?
It's a girl, Levin, from Stranger Things, which you would know about if you had ponied up for Netflix by now.
I am the guy in the country that has
It's my... a X-Men, Professor Xavier, and Eleven mashup.
Oh, is that right?
Just got it in the mail yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And before we get going on the we're going to do Class A, and we're going to do Class 2A going to Carbondale, right?
Yes.
Before we get into that, I want to know about the last waltz thing. That's what your last weekend was in Nashville,
right?
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago I went to Nashville for three.
Tell me a little bit about the last waltz and how that went.
Well, I had concerts three straight nights, and I went down there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights, had concerts all three. First two at the Ryman.
Just to tell people what the last waltz is, it's the movie from 1977 or so, 76.
The band's final
performance. And this was a retrospective, I guess?
It's a tribute, kind of. The 40th tribute. Anniversary. That's 40 years ago. The greatest concert of all time.
So you had people come out and play songs that other people played that night, or did you have any original people from that
None
night?
None of the original. They did. They used the original horn arrangements, which was the first time that's been done since all
really?
That.
Really? So somebody was out there with the big tuba.
Yeah.
There's the big tuba.
Yeah, the whole horn section.
And it plays like a 4 or 5 second long note. Before the start of, what is that, They Drove Old Dixie Down or something?
That's the night They Drove Old Dixie Down is probably the best horn song on that concert.
Just amazing. Tell me about the show.
Well, you had Warren Haynes was kind of the lead man on it. He's the guitarist from Government Mule.
Right.
Played with the Allman Brothers, played with the Grateful Dead. Incredible guitarist. Michael McDonald on piano.
The Doobie?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, you had Jamie Johnson.
Did he play, what is the song the guy says, Oh, I want to blow my brains out or something.
Probably not, because that was the night after Trucks died.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
bad.
That
was
that's bad.
Which we didn't find out till probably a day or two after that concert that's what happened.
Oh, what's that? What is the Michael McDonald song? I don't have it here. I don't think. I can't. Yamo be there.
Yeah, I've never.
Yamo be there, and he says Yamo want to blow my brains out because he heard Yamo be there too much. All right, what else? You got who else was there?
Don was, who's bass
oh,
player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He played
See, he's
everyone.
Mainly
Dylan,
a producer.
But, yeah. But he's played bass for everyone from Bob Dylan and on.
And that was Wednesday night?
That was the Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, Drive-By Truckers at the Ryman.
Okay.
Which, first time I've seen the Truckers.
All right, I got to ask you this, because I've seen the Truckers, too. And the night I saw the Truckers, I think of myself as a relatively decent-sized Truckers fan. I've got 3 or 4 of their albums, their CDs, I guess, listen to them, and I am quite familiar with even the songs I don't have. I saw them in the pageant about 2 years ago, and Old 97's opened for them.
I already know where this is going.
Which tells me why Old 97's are so good. I was an hour and 10 or 15 minutes into the Truckers show before they played a song that I even had ever heard of.
Yeah, they've got an extensive catalog, and they're a band that's been around a long time that a lot of people, Cooley and Hood have played together for 30 years now. The band's been together for 25 or so years.
Yeah.
I mean, they've put out quite a few albums, so yeah, I could see
How
that.
Was the show? Did they play a lot of good stuff early, or did they play stuff you knew? Because, I mean, that's a pain in the neck when somebody you want to see play something you just don't know.
Well, they open with some of the newer stuff, which I've listened to quite a bit here recently. So, yeah.
In the last couple of years, you mean?
Yeah. Well, they got a new album that came out last year. Oh, okay. That was one of my two or three favorite albums of the year. Yeah. So, yeah. I listened to it quite a bit.
Did they play Fourth Night of My Drinking?
No, they did not.
What a shame.
Which, that would have been night two of mine for that week. So.
Did they play Blank Shots Count?
No. Actually, I've got it. I mean, they played a lot of the stuff off the American Band. Some of the older stuff they played. They played Buttholeville. You know, they covered State Trooper.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which was really cool. They got a little political with the show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Which,
well, this is right after the inauguration.
Yeah.
Right? About a week after.
They went and played Sinkhole, Zip City, some of the old favorites.
Tell me a little.
Some guy, they introduced an old friend of theirs, came out. Second time he's played with them since leaving the band. Jason Isbell walked out and played
right?
Heathens with him, yeah.
Well, that's because they were at the Ryman, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Which, I mean, he's in Nashville quite a bit. Yeah, just...
Special place.
Patterson's and...
He wasn't doing a free show in SIU that night.
No. Which, how cool was that?
That's
Jason,
cool.
I mean, you look back and what he's doing now. And,
yeah.
And we saw him at the theater in Carbondale years ago. It was actually me, BC, and Joe Joslin went and saw him at the old
right?
theater in Carbondale.
Well, that's cool.
Several years ago.
Who's on Friday night?
Some little known guy put on a little house show at the City Winery, sit down, dinner and a show,
here it comes.
Talk for a few hours. Name was, Steve Earle. Pretty cool show.
Did he record that for his radio show?
Not that I don't think so. And I've listened to it the last 2 weeks and he didn't really go into that much. Of course, he had a tribute show for, buddy of his just passed away.
Oh, I remember.
I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, I remember. It was
good. It was Greg Trapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good songwriter, but never really made a
never
name.
Yeah.
Wrote some songs people have heard, but never sang him himself.
What was your favorite concert of the three?
Well, that's what I said. I saw The Last Waltz was my favorite concert. I watch it every Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving tradition, that Thursday night, because that was a Thanksgiving show.
Sure.
So I watched that every year. I've seen it dozens of times. I love Steve Earle. I get up every Sunday, listen to his show. I've read a couple of his books.
And then you got DBT in the middle.
And then DBT stole the week.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was an incredible concert.
When I saw it, I just wished that I'd seen them in the night like you saw it, as opposed to the night I saw when they just played. I was standing next to a guy at the Drive-By Truckers concert who had seen them the night before in Cincinnati. He was following them across the country. And in St. Louis, I don't recognize any of this. He'd seen the show the night before.
Yeah.
So,
which
yeah.
Actually, Victor Skaggs was down there in Nashville with us for the first two concerts.
Oh, yeah.
And he followed the Truckers to St. Louis. They were in St. Louis the next night.
Oh, so he took off to St. Louis?
Yeah, he saw the Truckers two nights in a row. So I wonder if he could compare, the two shows there.
I bet he can. Well, that's a lot of fun. So how did this – all right, now, we're going to make predictions here in a minute. How did the long weekend in Nashville affect your ability to predict? Has it really helped you?
I don't know about predict. It probably took a year off my life, though. That's a prediction you can probably write down.
Just go ahead and write that down.
Like every trip to Vegas, I would say it's 5 days in Vegas. It's a year off your life.
Okay, so now we've got you down to what, 2055, 2054?
That might be pushing it.
So we just marked you down to 2053 because of that weekend in Nashville. Well, that's good. That's good. I think mine is probably 2010 by now.
Borrowed time.
I'm talking with Wheeze, Brian Wheeze Turner. We're going to talk about basketball when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
Walks away. Yeah, I like her better when she walks away.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Guest across the way is Mr. Brian Turner, Wheeze. You probably recognize him from the press.
From the post office pictures.
Or the post office pictures, the most wanted.
They still do those? I don't know that I've been in the post office lobby for a while.
I think they do. I think you can go in there and see it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find those.
I'm selling the same book of forever stamps for 3 years now.
You got a lot of friends, Brian?
I pay everything online, and that's all you use stamps for is paying bills, isn't it?
Got any friends, Brian?
No.
You send people cards and...
What? This might explain something.
Send folks cards and letters and write letters to people. You've got family in North Carolina. Write them a letter.
I almost went inappropriate joke there. I couldn't.
It was close, wasn't it?
It was the back of the throat, almost to the mouth.
We're going to talk about basketball. We've got the...
Is basketball going on?
Yeah, basketball. Still, it's almost over.
I say, for the last 6 months of my life?
Regular season almost over. I tell you what, before we... what do you want to do first? The Carbondale Class 1A or Carbondale Class 2A?
Dealer's choice.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's first talk about the completion of a couple of the seasons, because we still have, there's still two conferences up for grabs right now, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
The teams that we cover.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Wayne City side. We'll do Class 1A. What do you say?
That'll work.
Midland Trail Conference Championship game this Friday night at Wayne City. It's Waltonville at Wayne City. The Indians coming in with a record of, 20-5, I think, now?
Yeah, 20-5 last night.
20-5 against the Waltonville Spartans, who won last night. Now they're, 17-10 or something like that? They were pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're 17-7.
17-7. What do you see? I
know I rarely do this.
Wayne City's fortunate. They get them at home here for the conference as well,
no,
as possibly next week. I thought it was Wayne City today.
Friday's at Waltonville.
All right.
Because I thought it was at Wayne City, too.
Well, that's what I thought I had on the...
And then I was talking to a couple of them over at the press soft game Monday. They're like, nope, that's at Waltonville.
Oh, that is at Waltonville. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Wayne City at Waltonville. That's
the regional game will be at Wayne City, obviously. But I was getting ready to say,
we'll have that one on WOKZ.
I'm going to pat myself on the back here, Bruce.
How so?
Preseason show I was on here.
Yeah.
Made a prediction.
Why would you bring up your preseason predictions?
Because I said winner of Wayne City Waltonville this year will be the MTC champion.
I think, what did I say? I didn't stick with Woodlawn.
I think you stuck with Woodlawn and something about you got to pick them until someone beats them.
Well, that's this year.
It was this year. They are 12-14.
That is this year. Oh, Wayne City traveling
Ding
to
dong.
Waltonville.
The king is dead.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. They're like the. Like the UConn of the MTC. Yeah, the UConn women.
Not the UConn men breaking
all
the rules.
No, 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 entirely.
The women haven't been caught yet.
You'd be nice. You'd be nice.
Yeah, they're no Duke.
Those are, speaking of breaking rules, tripping people and stuff like that. They've won, what is this, the first year? Had they won 8 years in a row?
So they come in 2009, and then won it. They've either won or they shared with Sisney 1 year.
That was the year the Wayne City beat him.
That was the year Wayne City beat him on senior night, 2012, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Because actually, Wayne City gave him their last MTC or Mid-South loss,
right,
in 2008. And then 2012.
Then their only MTC loss until this year, right?
In regular season, yeah.
Right.
They'd lost Odin in the MTC tournament a couple years ago.
So, well, you can see why I picked them, right?
Yeah. I mean,
ladies and gentlemen,
I've been saying the same thing for years. Pick Woodlawn until you don't.
Congratulations, Brian. You had it right for the conference championship.
It's so rare that I feel the need to point it out when it happens.
So who are you going to take then? Because I probably made you pick one of the two, didn't I?
I said Wayne City. I think this is their year.
All right. I do too.
And we'll get into that in a minute here.
I don't want to.
Just how much Kool-Aid I am drinking.
We will talk about that. I don't want to. I don't want to jinx anybody. But boy, this is their big chance.
Which Waltonville had a couple of move-ins this year that have been their two best players. They're a good team. And the McPhail kid moved in from Christopher. The Wilson kid moved in from Sesser.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this like the old Florida teams, where Stan always joked about doing the starting lineup
from
and introducing the hometowns.
Wayne City, Illinois.
From Sisney.
From Sisney.
From Clay City. I don't think Tom really appreciated that.
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't. He didn't find out about it until after it was over, I think. Yeah. That's probably a good thing. we may as well mention it now, the El Dorado at Edwards County game on Friday night, a senior night for Edwards County. If Edwards County wins, they tie for the conference championship, and if El Dorado wins, they win out.
Right, yeah.
They've already won a share.
Of course, no one likes El Dorado, so we'll all be rooting for Edwards County.
I see you can't say those nasty things on the radio. That's unpleasant.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
I've put much worse on social media.
I bet you have. Well, yeah, I've seen it. do you think I remember my pick in the Black Diamond. I took Edwards County.
Did you?
Yeah, I said they were going to win their first year.
I'm hoping.
Who'd you pick? I'm trying to remember if you took Fairfield or Carmi.
I might have taken Carmi if I remember right.
Because, you know, that's the thing. The top half of the – going into the season, the top half of the – actually, the top two-thirds of the Black Diamond, very strong. And
we thought anyone but anyone but Hamilton County or Johnson City.
And then back at the El Dorado tournament, Fairfield's had a couple hiccups. Since then, and
yeah, people forget they were the 2 seed and had beat El Dorado. El Dorado's top 10 in the state, and yeah. Fairfield beat them earlier this year.
And just had some bad things go wrong with the team and dropped a few. But El Dorado versus Edwards County, you going to take Edwards County at home, I guess, on Friday night? What are you going to do?
Edwards County. I just can't pull for El Dorado.
Oh, I say pull for them. I'm asking who you're picking.
You pick with the heart, don't you?
Only when I
think Patriots Super Bowl. Who'd you pick?
Atlanta should have won. I picked the Patriots.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I did pick the Patriots if I was betting, because I picked this time as if I was gambling, and I picked the Patriots, and I was ashamed of it, and I was so glad
I did the same thing, actually.
And I was so glad I was losing then I left the place I was watching the game near the end of the third quarter, because I looked at.
So this was your fault.
I thought this could only end badly. No,
this was your fault.
I'll take the blame.
If you had stayed at your original party, Atlanta would have held on.
I'll take the blame.
Okay.
I'll take the blame. I've got big shoulders.
That's what was the old joke. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I'm blaming you.
All right. Let's go to the NCOE sectional first, and we'll talk about the begin with the Crab Orchard Regional here in the Class 1A. You know much about that? The number 2 seed is Christopher. Actually, they're the top seed in the regional, along with Crab Orchard. We've seen Crab Orchard play as the JV team beat Crab Orchard.
Yeah.
And Crab Orchard beat Wayne City later on in the year, but Wayne City also beat Crab Orchard as well. You got to take Christopher in that regional, don't you think?
That honestly is a loaded 1A regional.
Sessor's a pretty solid
team.
Sessor played Christopher last night, didn't they? Who won in overtime? I've got the list right here.
I mean, that's a regional. It's got 4 top 50 teams on Max Preps ratings.
Sessor beat Christopher last night in overtime.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good game. Yeah, 4 top 50 teams. No other regional, 1A regional in the state has more than 2. Stillville's pretty solid 6 seed. I mean, they're 18-9.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were that
Sessor's
that good
14-12, but against a much tougher schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, Christopher's 14-11 against a decent schedule. Crab Orchard's 19-6. I mean, that's wide open. I've got Christopher winning it, but that's not a real confident pick.
That's Crab Orchard at home.
I'm giving credit to Coach Stallman. He does a good job down there at Christopher. So.
I'm gonna change my mind then. I'm gonna take Sessor Valier. You're taking Christopher.
Taking Christopher.
All right. This is BD.
That's picking the coach more than the team.
Well, that's understandable. It's a good team.
Team pull side spaghetti. There's an inside joke there.
Okay. All right. Hardin County Regional, number 1 seed. There's Cairo. Is anybody going to beat Cairo? Galton County, number 2 seed there. And they're kind of been in a tailspin a little bit lately. Lost 2 or 3 lately.
Yeah, they're about,
you got to like Doug Miller.
Love Miller. And obviously, we've talked about this before. Seth Ramsey is probably my favorite player to watch in Southern Illinois. I'm actually picking Galton to pull the upset there.
All right. Okay. Taking Galton. Wheeze is taking Galton. I'm going to take Cairo. I'm going to take Cairo at Hardin County.
They've got I think I just saw the Taylor kid there became their all-time leading scorer.
Oh, really? Cairo?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Cairo's had some names, yeah.
They've had a few names. Cobden Regional, Meridian, the number 1 seed there. Century, the number 2. Gorville, the number 2.
How often do you see an 11 and 15 get a 1 seed in the regional?
Meridian plays a pretty good
yeah, they do.
They play a pretty good schedule.
They do. I'm still taking Gorville.
You're going to take Gorville, huh?
Yeah.
Black Cats. Let's see, now Gorville plays pretty good schedule, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're 17-8, ranked 21 in the state.
Okay, I'm going to take I'm taking Meridian, just for habit. I see how well it worked for me out of the Woodlawn pick, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I got that one. All right, okay.
I saw Alvarado just beat Meridian. I think that was their first conference loss since 2009. I just saw.
In the, what, the which, what is it, Southwestern Egyptian or something? Is that what that one's called down there?
Which I'd completely forgotten about Alvarado being in a conference now since they got booted from the BDC.
You know, they would prefer you to say they left the BDC rather than got booted from the BDC.
Or we could stick to the facts. With any luck, Chester will be next.
And I don't see that happening. But you never know.
I'm still trying to trade them for Flora.
Let's go to the Wayne City Regional. We talked a little bit about it. It's loaded, too, if you ask me. Weber, I think, is a great 11-10 team.
Yeah, Weber coming in was a team that people thought could win. It was, you know, coming in, any of the four W's could win the NTC.
Yeah.
Wayne City, Waltonville, Weber was right there, and then Woodlawn being the defending.
And all four of those teams in that Wayne City Regional. It's going to be fun next week at Wayne City.
Travis Dietz, Wayne City graduate, put Grayville in that tournament. We can have the Mid-South tournament.
Well, that's no kidding. You got NCOE playing in it, and you've also got Thompsonville playing it. They were prominent members of the Mid-South Conference before leaving. That was kind of what broke it up, the NCOE and Thompsonville leaving. Is there any chance?
NCOE is an 11. I mean, they haven't won a whole lot of games. They are a style that can get you on the right night.
Well, you know, that's the thing. They're playing Weber the first game on Monday night. And if you've got nowhere to go, that might be the ticket to go by, because that's going to be a fun one to watch.
They get up and down the court, which if you haven't seen them, they don't really care a whole lot about defense.
No.
They're going to try to outshoot you.
Yeah.
And they're high school basketball. You can have those nights where they do.
Well, that's exactly right. Who are you going to take? I'm going to take Wayne City at home.
I'm taking Wayne City. I think they got a better chance of that one than they do Friday at Waltonville.
Well, I can understand that. Okay. So who you got coming out of the sectional on the North City sectional? We've each got Wayne City in it. Looking back, I tell you what, it is difficult. Isn't it tough?
I've got Gallatin County.
I've got Cesar Valier on one side. I've got the Hardin County Regional plays the Crab Orchard Regional.
I've got Gallatin County over Christopher on that side, and then Wayne City I got beating Gorville on the other side.
I've got Cesar playing Cairo, and Meridian playing Wayne City.
The only one we agreed on was Wayne City.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and take Wayne City to win that game. I'm going to take.
I'm taking Wayne City over Gallatin in the sectional championship.
Are you really?
Indians to Carbondale.
See, now Wayne City's already played Gallatin. Gallatin beat them.
Gallatin beat them without Wayne City's best defender, though.
That's true.
King was out. Yeah, he doesn't do much King on offense, out. But he's there. He's the kid that would guard Ramsey.
I'm going to take Cesar to get to the final, knocking off Cairo, and against Wayne City. This is one of those cases I really can't go against Wayne City, I don't think, can I?
You're going to put them in the Super 2, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Drink the Kool-Aid, Bruce.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Somebody bring the Kool-Aid. I'm putting Wayne City into the Super, heading down to Carbondale, winning the NCOE. See, now that's the thing. Wayne City folks, they know this place. They know the NCOE court. They don't play there all that often, but I'm going to take that. All right, that's easy call. We're both taking Wayne City. Oh, boy, we're both going to be.
Put it in ink.
Put it in. I've written it down.
Sharpie.
I've written it down. Let's roll through a little
bit.
Let's roll a little quicker on the other side. Nokomis sectional has North Clay winner versus Altamont versus the Oka Valley regional winner versus Dietrich. Sisney's heading up there to the Dietrich regional. They're playing Clay City on Monday night. We'll have that game for you here on WFIW. And the number one seed in that regional is Dietrich. Number two seed is Oblong. I don't know a thing about Oblong, but I know Dietrich is beatable.
Dietrich's beatable. They're 13-13.
Sisney's playing really well right now.
See, Sisney would wind up getting Oblong in the second round, though.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Oblong? I've looked all over.
They're 17-7, borderline top 50 team. I'm taking Oblong to win that regional. So, and that's more about knowing more about Dietrich than it is Oblong.
All right, I'm going
to
do it.
I'm obviously be pulling for Sisney. They got a chance to pull that off.
I'm going to take Sisney.
They're playing well enough now.
I'm going to take Sisney.
Don't blame you.
Because Sisney's playing really, really well right now.
Just knocked off Red Hill. Just took Woodlawn to a 4-point game.
Close game to Waltonville, too, last night. Okay, the Altamont Regional, Nokomis. Are you going against Nokomis? Are you going to take Altamont at home, or what are you thinking there?
That's actually a pretty solid game. I mean, Altamont's 16-10. Top 40 program or so, but yeah, I'm taking Nokomis, 21 team.
We're both taking Nokomis, okay, BW. North Clay Regional. Grayville heading up there. The number one seed is Effingham St. Anthony. We really don't need to talk too much about that.
Nope, St. Anthony.
St. Anthony's really, really good this year.
Top five team in the state.
Probably
the best 1A team in the South.
I would almost...
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. Do you think Patoka can win that Okaw Valley Regional?
If I'm there, they will not win.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be there.
I'm there. I'm their bad luck charm, apparently, because they were Elite Eight last year, and they're top five team this year. I've seen them win one game in probably 10 or 11 games.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, that was a 1-point game against the Hollywood City team.
Yeah, you keep seeing them play Sisney.
I keep seeing them play the MTC.
Yeah.
They were 0-5 against the MTC last year. Lost to Sisney at the Conrad Allen this year. The one game I've seen them win was a 1-point win against Wayne City with a very hobbled Tubbs.
The Wee's kryptonite will not be at Okaw Valley.
I watched the rematch when Wayne City thumped them by 20 when they were healthy.
The Wee's kryptonite avoiding Okaw Valley. Who are you going to take?
I'm taking Patoka, but reluctantly. They're a beatable team.
Okay. That's
probably the weakest 1A regional in this bracket.
So that sectional has – I have it Sisney versus Patoka. You have it Patoka versus Oblong. Who you have coming on that side?
Oblong,
okay. I think Oblong.
Knowing nothing. I'm picking Oblong to get to the sectional championship based on who they're playing, not based on what I know about them.
I think Patoka gets Sisney. That's the third time around. Yeah, they're 1-1 right now against the running Lions. And on the other side, it is we each have Effingham St. Anthony versus Nokomis. That's going to be a loaded game, that Tuesday night game or week after next.
See, that's probably the two best teams at that section. They got to play each other in the first round.
St. Anthony?
I'm taking St. Anthony.
I'm going to take St. A all the way through too. So we're both taking St. A there. We've got a Wayne City versus St. Anthony super sectional.
And this is where we pass on the Kool-Aid.
People are going to be thinking we've been drinking other things than Kool-Aid. But this is the best
team. Wait, how do you make Kool-Aid?
This is the best team Wayne City's had in years. I can see them getting to a Class 1A super sectional.
Hey, we're hoping for a special season.
Last year, Patoka got to a super sectional. And
this team's much better than what Patoka was last year.
That's absolutely right. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think we're out of line. We'll be back with the
At
Class.
At least not this time.
Not yet. We'll be back with the Class 2A in just a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. As I've got the guest across the way, it is Brian Turner, Wheeze. And we already talked a little bit about Class 2A, just a smidge. We were talking about El Dorado versus Edwards County this Friday night. Both of us taking the Fighting Lions at home Friday night, right? Yeah.
The Fighting Rustifers.
There you go, the Rustifers. Yeah, that's not like they haven't been in big games. Russ knows how to get them going. But the Carbondale Super Sectional in Class 2A, there are some, you know, for a year, when you look back at the season, you think, boy, there weren't that many good teams, but there are two or three that are pretty darn good that have a good chance to go in.
And it is the traditional powers, too.
Yeah, yeah. When you look at Benton, of course, now in 3A.
They got bumped up.
You lose Benton, but I got to tell you, it's an intriguing set of matchups. Let's begin down at El Dorado. What do you say? Well, let's start on the West Frankfort sectional side. As El Dorado, the home team, 25-3 now after having lost last night to Massac County. And that just tells you El Dorado's, they're prime.
They're beatable.
They're beatable. They've got losses to Fairfield.
They are a physical team too, though. I mean,
Marion was the other loss, right, before last night. Marion and Massac County.
Yes, Marion.
So two Class 3A teams. And yeah, that's what surprised me whenever we saw El Dorado play against the Mules last week, was how much they beat the Mules up.
Yeah.
You didn't see anybody beating the Mules up this year.
They play football on the basketball court, and a lot of times most season crews are a little more reluctant to call fouls, so that could play to their favor.
Can Carmi get them at their own regional?
Can they? Yes. Will they? Probably not.
I kind of wondered that as well. I'm going to take El Dorado. You're taking El Dorado.
I'm taking El Dorado.
All right. We'll write these down. BW. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's possible.
Carmi's got a possibility. Carmi's a good team. 18-8.
That's
right?
A game at somewhere else. You'd like their chances a little better.
Yeah, you'd like that to be in one of the other
BDC
regions.
BDC had three top 35 or so teams in the state in 2A.
Yeah,
this is a strong year for the conference.
Carmi and Edwards County have their. It's a good year. Let's take a look.
We had some years where we were the only team with a winning record, and that wasn't the case this year.
No. Up at the Newton Regional, it is Marshall, the top seed. But not, they're limping in right now. They're playing tough. They're playing bad basketball right now.
Coming off a loss to Robinson. Robinson's actually the LIC champions. They went 8-0 in the LIC and won it, beating Marshall last night.
Well, and the other thing is last Saturday, you know, they played at T-Town, and T-Town coming off a bus wreck. You kind of thought that Marshall would be able to give them a good game, and they were just drilled off the court.
Turns out T-Town took the second worst beating of the weekend. Because they thumped Marshall by 38 points.
Oh, yeah. The bus wreck was only the second worst beat. The first one, I got you. So, Marshall limping into that Newton Regional. You taking Robinson, I guess?
Actually, I picked Robinson to win that one. I think they upset Marshall.
At Marshall.
If you can call it an upset. I mean, it's two versus three. But.
Or at Newton. Anybody else with a chance there? Red Hill's not going to win it.
No.
Lawrenceville's not going to win it. You're taking Robinson.
Yep.
I was going to go for Marshall right in the. Yeah, I'm going to go for Marshall. They have better talent. Marshall has better talent if they can put it together.
They have better talent, yes.
I'm going to have Marshall win in that regional. I'm going to agree to disagree. All right, let's move to Pena. You know, this is amazing that the Mules are in a same regional system that goes all the way from El Dorado all the way up to Pena. What is that, like 150, 60 miles?
Yeah, that's the multi-class system.
Yeah, that's how it works. Pena.
This one's quick.
T-Town. Shelbyville, the second seed there, but Shelbyville really not much of a chance, do they?
I know nothing about Shelbyville other than they have to play T-Town.
That's good enough.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
T-Town's 24-3. Their losses to,
Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, yep. Breeze.
And the other Breeze. And Modern Day and Central.
So that's which they may see again.
Yeah.
They may see again. Let's we're both going to take T-Town and Flora.
I mean, it was tempting to take Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond.
Really?
Strength in numbers.
Got a lot of schools. Arthur, that's exactly right. Arthur Lovington Atwood and Hammond. And I only know where Arthur is of those.
They're all up north of Charleston there.
Yeah.
Which I actually used to cover Arthur, so when I did radio in Charleston.
I didn't know that Lovington, Atwood, and Hammond ever had a high school to be into that co-op.
that's kind of like the Christopher Ziegler, Royalton, Muddy.
Yeah.
All that, you know, Muddy would be their Atwood.
Right. Okay. I'll buy that. We're both taking T-Town. Now let's move to Flora. Flora is intriguing because Edwards County's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, they are.
And Mount Carmel's a good team. They are talented.
They are good.
They got the most talent. I think the most talent south of Tuketown.
Yeah. And I know El Dorado beat them earlier this year, but I still think Mount Carmel's the better team.
Mount Carmel comes in at 23-3, Edwards County at 19-5 going into that regional. I don't know.
That's a tough matchup
for
the Lions.
That is such a tough matchup for the Lions.
If Mount Carmel keeps their heads, which is an if.
And Mount Carmel's young.
Yeah, if Mount Carmel keeps their heads, they win that.
Edwards County's as young as Mount Carmel. They're both young. They both have talented sophomore classes. Really good sophomore classes.
That'll be a homecoming for Gerlach playing at Flora.
Yeah, that's right.
He coached up there for several years.
He's certainly familiar with Conley Gym.
I'm still taking Mount Carmel to win that, though.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you there either. We've made this one quite a bit less exciting than the last one. Our only different choice of all of them is Marshall and Robinson. We've got El Dorado versus either Marshall or Robinson. I think both of us are going to take El Dorado get to the sectional final.
Taking Robinson over El Dorado.
You got Robinson getting there. Okay.
That's more just about El Dorado being beatable.
And it's T-Town versus Mount Carmel on the Wednesday game, March 2nd. That is going to be a battle.
See, I'm taking T-Town, though, in the rematch.
You'd be crazy to go against T-Town.
Yeah. I know the Mount Carmel people we beat them earlier this year. But beating Mount Carmel in November is completely different than beating Mount Carmel in February.
Well, we saw Mount Carmel play four games in a row in January. And they played...
Or, sorry, beating T-Town in November is what I meant.
Yeah. We saw Mount Carmel play four games in January. They played one of the best games I've seen them ever play against Fairfield. Turned around the next night and just about got beat by Harrisburg. Should have lost.
Who was 10-16 this year, if I remember right?
Yeah. Should have lost it. So I'm with you. I'm going to take T-Town to get to the Super there as well. All right. T-Town wins.
This will be a case where you find out what Coach Hansen has as far as improving the team from beginning to end, if he could pull off what Fehrenbacher seemed to pull off from year to year.
Let's get things going on the other side. Do we know much about the Hillsborough Regional? Carlisle is the one seed, Trenton Westland the second seed. Anybody beating Carlisle?
No, nothing about – I haven't seen any of those teams in that regional. I'm just picking on seed with Carlisle. I know they're 16-12.
We're taking that. I'm going to take that as well. How about the Carlinville Regional?
That's the other one.
Nashville is the number two seed. And Piasaw Southwestern, Nashville's the one seed, Piasaw the two seed.
Take Nashville on that one.
Nashville's playing pretty well
right now. They're top 30, and they're traditional power that seems to always play better in the postseason, too.
You talked me into it. Okay. Waterloo-Jabot, did you see their coach got his 700th win?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the coach of Waterloo-Jabot.
Is that a lot?
That seems like a lot.
Be a pretty good year.
He got it. Well, not in 1 year.
Oh.
It's like stretched over 30 or so, 35 years, something like that. Waterloo-Jabot is the two seed. Alton Marquette, the one in that tournament.
I think Alton Marquette's 23-3. They're borderline top 10.
Jabot's about 18-6, as I recall, right?
I'd take Waterloo.
At Waterloo.
Take Alton in that one, even at Waterloo.
Not me, baby. I'm going to go.
Going with the home team, huh?
Going with the home team upset. Let's do that. Okay, Trico Regional. This is a Class 2A Trico. I didn't realize Trico's Class 2A now. When did that happen?
Well, actually, that's a good question.
Haven't been for years.
They were 1A and had some 1A success a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. Pinckneyville, the number one seed. DuQuoin also in that tournament. Pinckneyville, this is not your typical Pinckneyville team. They're not as good as they've always been.
They're 25-2.
This is not your typical Pinckneyville team.
They're ranked number 5 in the state.
They're okay. Let's go with Pinckneyville. You're going to go
Pinckneyville? Yeah, DuQuoin's 13-13. Take Pinckneyville in that one.
All right. We'll both do that. Okay. Boy, I haven't heard that much about them. Yeah, I didn't realize they were doing that well.
They're 25-2.
And they just keep winning.
They're probably the one team that can challenge T-Town.
Nashville sectional. It'll be Carlisle versus Nashville. We both have, and we both separate either Alton or Waterloo versus Pinckneyville. We both taking Pinckneyville, I guess, right?
I got Pinckneyville over Nashville.
You're going to take Nashville on the other side? So you're taking Pinckneyville to get to to get to the Super. We both took, I'll take them, I'll agree with you. We both took two topless. Who are we going to take getting up to, we didn't even name the champion at the, in the Class 1A either, did we?
No, we didn't. Actually, yeah, we took St. Anthony to win.
Oh, that. Yeah. We did take St. Anthony to win the Super.
I got T-Town over Pinckneyville. I think that's a heck of a ball game.
You got T-Town defeating Pinckneyville? You know, I hate to disagree.
I would love for that to be the 2A game and for Wayne City to be there, and we'd stick around for both.
Yeah. I like your way of thinking.
Picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying down there. I appreciate that. I'm going to go with you. We're both going to take T-Town. To win the regional. Can either of these teams win state? Can St. Anthony win state, or can T-Town win state? You never know.
Basketball's a little different than football, where in football you just pick whoever's
pick
from the
northern
north.
Team. Yeah.
Basketball, the South's got a little bit better chance.
T-Town missed a game Friday night due to that bus wreck that
was going to be was it Rockford?
Rock Falls.
Rock Falls,
who's an outstanding Class 2A team. It was basically one of those set-up shootout matches to determine whether the South is better than the North or the North is better than the South, They didn't get to play it. So who knows?
I'd say 2A rankings, Chicago Orr is number one, T-Town's number two. So, I mean, T-Town's got a chance.
Got a chance. St. Anthony, it's again, you just never know again, Rick. What do you think?
St. Anthony, you got to deal with Oakville. They're up north this year. Oakville's the state.
Oakville went the other direction, didn't they?
Yeah, they went up in the Jacksonville Super, but that's the team to beat there.
That's a break for everybody in the South, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Hey, Noah Frederick King's legit.
I tell you what, I've recorded this. We'll make sure we'll check the tape in about 3 weeks, see how we do.
I'm okay with that as long as we make up whatever we said.
Hey, folks.
I'll tweet storm it.
Yeah, do that, please. Thanks, folks, for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.